Fortunately, Europe had the benefit of the social safety net. It had held down European growth rates in good times, but it served its purpose in the downturn, and the recession in Euroland turned out to be less severe than expected. Now that the fears of an economic collapse have subsided, the European Union is showing some signs of political revival. For instance, the European Central Bank has effectively bailed out the Irish banking system, and Ireland has resoundingly endorsed the Lisbon Treaty. So perhaps I should not be so pessimistic about Europe. The fact that the financial crisis is having long-term, different long-term impacts on different countries may turn out to be more of a problem. In the short term, all countries were negatively affected, but in the long term, there will be winners and losers. Although the range of uncertainties for the actual course of events is very wide, shifts in relative positions can be predicted with greater certainty. To put it bluntly, the United States stands to lose the most, and China is poised to emerge as the greatest winner. The extent of the shift is already exceeding most expectations. There will be significant changes in the relative positions of other countries as well. But from a global perspective, the one between the United States and China is the most significant.